On Rosh Hashanah, this first bracha of the Amidah takes on even more significance. Not only because it's without doubt the most important bracha in the Amidah, to the point where if a person didn't have kavanah, in theory they should repeat it. But it's also the bracha of Avraham Avinu. It's the bracha of Magen Avraham, how Hashem is the shield of Avraham, B'chach Chaismin. We sign off with Avraham Avinu. In fact, the Svarim say that at the end of time, the Chasima of all of history will all be Bezchus Avraham. Rosh Hashanah is very much the day of Avraham Avinu. Not just because the Pasuk says, Eila toldei shamayim va'aretz, these are generations. Heaven and earth, b'hi baram, says the Medrash, b'hi baram, but Avraham, b'zchus Avraham, in the merit of Avraham, the whole world was created. So really, the whole Rosh Hashanah story is in the merit of Avraham Avinu. The Kriya Satira of Rosh Hashanah is all about Avraham Avinu both days, because Rosh Hashanah is Avraham's day. Yom Kippur is Yitzchak, Sukkot is Yaakov. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah is all about Emunah. It's about all of humanity coming to an awareness of the existence of an infinite creator. That's what we're going to be davening for. V'yeda kol pol ki'ata fa'altai, v'yavan kol yitzur ka'ati yitzarta. And that was the dream, that was the aspiration of Avraham Avinu. That's all he's here for. Avraham Ahavi. Avraham, the one who expresses his love for Hashem by trying to draw all of humanity close to Hashem. If you love someone, you want everyone else to know about them too. So when we say this bracha, this first bracha of the Shemona Esrei, Zecher Chas De Avos, the bracha of Avraham, the bracha of Chesed, it's a bracha of expansiveness. It's a bracha of big picture thinking, of understanding what life's truly about, of what the world was created for in the first place, an awareness of the existence of an infinite creator, to bring the world into being from nothing, and the ability to foster and nurture and develop a relationship with that infinite creator. That's Avraham Avinu. That's Rosh Hashanah. That's teaching us that we, mere mortals, bas of Adam, krutzei chayme, physical beings, have the ability to bring godliness into the world, to bring all of humanity to an awareness of Hashem. But it starts with us. It starts with us developing a sense of God consciousness. It starts with us fostering within ourselves the desire for a relationship with Hashem, and then feeling strong enough to be able to share that with others. That's Avraham, that's Chesed, that's Emunah. That's the starting point. Each and every one of us has some of Avraham Avinu's DNA within us. We're his children. We're his physical, biological children. We're his spiritual children. We can tap into the power of Avraham Avinu on his day, on Rosh Hashanah, to dream, to try, to strive, to make Hashem's name known and great in the world, to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. Starts with us and extends to the whole wide world.